Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to God Favorite Ministries. This is your host, Minister Janice, sitting in for Pastor George. What a mighty God. What a mighty God, huh? What a mighty God we serve. Yes, He is mighty. He's mighty, and we thank Him, and we bless His holy name. We thank Him for His Son, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, His beloved Son. We know that today is Veterans Day, and we just want to take this time to acknowledge our vets, those who are undeployed right now, and those who are retired vets. We just want to acknowledge you right now, letting you know that we appreciate you, yes, and we love you, and we are here for you. Yes, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking you for this day, thanking you for this opportunity that you have given us, God. There was no one else that can give us this day, God. It was only you, God. Oh, Master, and we are just grateful. We're grateful, God. We're grateful for the air that we're breathing right now, God. We're grateful for the eyes that you have allowed us to have, oh, God, that enables us to see. Oh, God, we are just grateful, God. We are grateful, Master, because you have allowed us to use our limbs. We could raise our hands, God. Oh, Master, we are grateful today. We are grateful for the air that we breathe. Oh, Master, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you for your many blessings that you continuously shower upon us. Oh, God, we are just grateful today. And we just thank you. We thank you for all the veterans that are all over the world, God, protecting us, God, keeping us, God. Oh, God, we are just grateful today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. We're just grateful. Again, we just want to take time to acknowledge our veterans, those who are active and those who are retired. Yeah, yeah. You will always be in our hearts. We just want to say we thank you for your service to all of us, and we ask for God's blessings on you and your families. Yes, we do. We do. Today we want to just talk. We just want to take this time and talk a little about why not a woman? Yeah, why not a woman? And we know that there are many females that are in the military. Yeah, some of them are on the front line. Some of them are pilots. Some of them are military doctors and carry a lot of serious positions. Yeah, but they are determined. They are determined to serve the country as well. We're going to take this time to go into the book titled, Why Not a Woman? And then we know that this book has been written by Pastor Vivian Collins George. Yes, yes, she has written this book. And we just want to take this time to expound a little about why not a woman? Why not a woman? Why not? The first three lines of the book states that it's in the index. It says to make women. It states that this book is not intended to make women think they are better than men, or to promote the women's liberation movement. Rather, it is to let women know that God has a plan for their lives, huh? God has a plan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we know when God has a plan, it's well mapped out, huh? It's well mapped out. It is always in detail. Glory to God. He's that kind of God. He created men and he created women, and he created them equal and set the woman to walk alongside of her husband. Alongside, I said. Of her husband. Now you notice I didn't say alongside her boyfriend, because it says her husband. Okay? Right. Alongside her husband. Page 13 tells us about Amos chapter 3 verse 3, and it says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Can two walk together unless they be agreed? And now we know that when we see the word agree, agree simply means to have love. Yeah, and when you have love, you have harmony. And when you have harmony, you have peace and joy. They all coincide together. Yeah. This is found in the agreement walk. Yeah. All of these attributes are all together. They linked in the love, the harmony, the peace, the joy. They're in the agreement. Page 14 talks to us about we have great women. We do. We have women of great stature. We have doctors, teachers, we have lawyers, we have politicians, athletes, and ministers. And of course, we have women writers. Yes, God has truly blessed woman. And he is continuously blessing woman. He's blessing us. Yes, continuously. But yet some women still remain timid, and allow fear, fear to hold them back. When we see the word timid simply means that they're kind of fearful. They're kind of uncertain. They're not sure. Yeah. Have a lot of low self-esteem. Really don't feel that they can do that. Really don't feel that they qualify. Really have all these negative conversations with themselves. Yes. So could it be that we have heard, the discouraging spirits stand tall in our lives? Could it be that? Could it be that that is what's holding us back? Could it be that is where the stronghold lies? That we have actually entertained these negative words that have come across our lives. Yeah. That has caused us to not to be assured. We're not sure. We're uncertain. We have no confidence in ourselves. But in this book it says, why not a woman? Yeah. Why not? Women have obstacles and situations and circumstances just as any other seed that God has planted, which is the male. There's no difference. None. No difference. None at all. Yeah. Yeah. And we see this. We see it today. There we see pastors states that she was one of those women. Yeah. She states that she was one of those women who was discouraged. Yeah. And a lot of times we grow up, we hear the negative dialogue many times at an early age, very young. You may hear this, that you can't do this, you can't do that. You're going to be embarrassed. They're all going to laugh at you. You've heard this. But growing up, in order for you to achieve what God has placed in you, you had to overcome those words. You had to overcome those thoughts. I just heard someone talk about having negative thoughts. Yes, having negative thoughts. As long as the negative thoughts do not become negative deeds, we do not want that to take place in our lives. So many of us have been caught in this catch 22. Many of us have been caught here. Many of us have actually experienced this growing up. But some of us have chose to walk out by faith. Walk out by faith. And not look at the circumstances. Not look at what others say about what we're getting ready to do. But we're trusting in God, Yeah. This is what we had to do. So many of us had experienced this, but we did not remain there. We didn't remain in a state of fear. We didn't remain in a place called I can't do it. We didn't. What the devil meant for bad, God has a way of turning it around and making good out of it. And he will do that. He will do that. He will do that for you, for me. He has done that many times. Many times, praise God. Many times, God has showed up. Showed up. Page 17 of Why Not a Woman says, rejoice. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and to weep with them that weep. Romans chapter 12, verse 15. Can we do this? Yes, because practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. Anything that you do continuously, whether it's good or bad, it could be a good thing that you keep practicing and you will continue to get good at it, or it could even be something bad that you have been practicing and doing the same thing over and over, become a ritual, and it's the bad thing, it's the wrong choice. But anytime you continuously do something over and over, you become a master at it. Yeah. So practice does make it perfect. It grows. It brings in perfection when we continuously practice something. Yeah. It makes the hard thing begin to seem very simple and easy. Because God also makes the way. He makes the way. He prepares the way for us. Glory to God. Page 17 also tells us that we are also commanded to pray for one another. Ooh, can we pray for one another? Well, we do that at church, but ooh, can we do that when we're not in that setting? When we're alone, when we're by ourselves, can we pray for others? Is it easy? Again, practice makes perfect. If we begin to apply ourselves, it would be easy. We would learn how to have a prayer list while we are interceding for those who are sick, interceding for those who have a shaky faith walk, intercede for those who are going through situations. We, the body of Christ, we can do it. Page 20 tells us, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. That's found in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. What am I saying here? Woman, stop feeling you're all alone. Stop feeling, having this dreadful feeling that you can't achieve, you can't survive. And one of the major things that we women often say is nobody cares about me. Stop saying that when you have a father who allows you to get up every day, get dressed, comb your hair, brush your teeth, eat your breakfast, put clothes on, and go on a job. It's not by any effort that you have made that you're able to do that. It's only through the, glory to God, through the mercy. You hear what I said? It's only by the mercy of God that you're able to do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank him. I give him praise. I thank him every day. Yeah, so stop it. Stop saying nobody cares. Nobody's with you. Nobody loves you. Stop and think about what you're saying. You have a Savior. You have a Savior who cares. You have a Savior who comes to lead and guide you. And he does. Open up your eyes. Open up your eyes and look around. Look around. Page 21 of Why Not a Woman. Page 21. And it says here, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do it so easily. Easily besets us. Now, what are we saying here? Are we saying that sin, the word, I just want to bring out this one word. I want to put a capitalize this word. Two of them, really. Two words. Sin and easily. Sin and easily. Mm-hmm. So it says here that, let me go back. It says here that lay aside every weight and the sin. Mm-hmm. Which so easily besets us. Let me just bring clarity in here. When we see the word weight, we're not talking about weight, the weight that your size. We're not talking about that weight. We're talking about the weight of sin. Sin carries weight. Sin causes us to be unhappy. Sin causes us to be we're always walking in fearfulness. Sin causes all these disarrays that we see that go on in our lives. It's all because of sin that we have no peace. We have no joy because of sin. That's what it is. So when we see the word beset, beset means that we're troubled. We're troubled. We're unhappy. We're troubled. We're threatened. We're harassed. Beset, that's what it means. And then it says here, easily. So these things are easily done to us, without any difficulty. It's easily beset. Sin. Sin has easily beset us. Sin has easily come to spend time with us. Sin has actually come in our dwelling. Yeah. And it comes in frequently, very often. This is what we're saying. When we see the word sin and beset. Mm-hmm. Levels of sin. The first thing is we try it out. Yeah, this is how we fall into it. This is the trick that the enemy puts out to us. We try it out. It's very attractive. It's very entertaining. It's very tasty. It looks good. So we dip and we dab. Huh? Yeah. And then sometime, we try it every now and then. Every now and then. That's the second way. Every now and then. And before you know it, we have remained. So now we're in a stronghold. The stronghold is when we are in this sin for generations. Our great-grandmother was here. Our grandmother was here. And our mama was here. And now we are here. Stronghold. This is what we're talking about. We want to be delivered. We want to be delivered from the tricks that the enemy has set in place. We're doing Why Not a Woman. This is our topic tonight, Why Not a Woman, and we're on page 21 in the book, Why Not a Woman. Yes, glory to God. Yeah, and so we can run. We can run with patience. We could, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, he is the author and he is the finisher of what? Our faith. Yeah, because as believers in Christ, our faith lies in where? It's in him.
Yeah.
But we see here that Satan comes. He comes to rob us. He comes to steal from us. And he comes to destroy us. He wants us dead. He is not our friend. He's not our friend. He's not our friend. So if we desire to live a victorious life, we must depend on God. We must depend on him. And we must acknowledge his son, Jesus. His son, we must acknowledge Jesus. Glory to God. We have to do it. We have to acknowledge his son. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's found in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 through 2. Jesus went to the cross. He went to the cross for us. He went to that old rugged cross for you, and he went to that old rugged cross for me. Yeah, he went to this place. This is the place where we should have went. We should have gone. But he went to the place on our behalf. Such a shameful death. A shameful death. Yeah. A shameful place. Yeah. The place, the Golgotha Hill, was such a dreadful place. Yes. For someone who had really done nothing, had done no wrong. When all along we should have been there. I know I should have been there. I should have been there. Yeah, I should have been there. Yeah, yeah. But now he said he's sitting down right now, at the throne with his father. He's sitting on his right hand side of his father in the heavenly throne. Isn't that something? Glory to God. So we should be thankful. We should be more than thankful. We should be grateful. Women, I'm talking to you. Whether we're mothers, whether we're aunts, sisters, wives, or even cousins. Yeah, even distant relatives. We should be grateful, women. We should know who has brought us this far, this place, at this time. We should know. Yeah, we should be chewing on the meat. We should not be drinking milk. We should be chewing and cutting our meat and chewing and digesting the word of God. Huh? We should be doing that. Yeah, because it's only by the grace. It's only by the grace of God that any of us have achieved the things that we have achieved. We notice that in the book, Why Not a Woman, Pastor describes some of our positions. Some of our positions as great women. On page 14, it said that some of us are doctors, some of us are teachers, some of us are lawyers, politicians, athletes, and ministers. And we can't forget some of us are writers. Yes. So God has blessed us. He has blessed us tremendously. Yeah. Yeah. He's blessed us. Over and over and over, he has blessed us. So why not a woman? Why do we feel that we are not adequate? Why do we feel we are not capable? What is wrong with us? Why not a woman? Why not? Page 23. It talks to us about being fearful. Oh, yeah. Fearful. One of the great weapons that is used against the body. The great weapon of fear. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of a power and of love and of a sound mind. Glory to God. Where's your mind? Where your mind at, ladies? Where your mind at? Where is your mind? That's 2 Timothy, chapter 1 and verse 7. I'm getting ahead of myself. We should not be fearful. Mm-hmm. Even though, like I stated earlier, even though some of us have heard negative words at an early age, some of us have heard that we can't do this and we can't do that. We will not achieve this. We're going to embarrass the family. Some of us have endured those harsh words, standing alone with no support from our families. But I'm here to tell you today, Why Not a Woman tells us on page 23, on page 23, Why Not a Woman tells us, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. Now, if God ain't gave that to us, where do you think that came from? This is not a gift. This is not a present that came wrapped up under the tree or wrapped up at your birthday present. This is not anything that God desires for us to have. Are you listening to me? I'm talking to you, women. Why not a woman? Mm-hmm. Why not a woman? Huh? God is talking to us. And he's telling us in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, he's saying, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. Mm-mm. Shake it off. Shake it off right now. Shake it off. Tell fear, it is not welcome. It is not welcome here. It is unwanted. And it will go in the name of Jesus. That's what Why Not a Woman is telling us that. God has not given us this. This is not a gift from him. Yeah. It says here, but he has given us the power. Glory to God. And I said power. Are we using it, ladies? Are we using the power that God has given us? Are we walking it? Can people see that we're walking? Or can people see that there's something different about us? Can they see that we have a glow, that we have a light that's forever shining? Can they see that we are peacemakers? Can they see that? Can they see that we have a genuine spirit? Glory to God. Can they see that in us? Women, once the door is open to fear, listen to this. Once the door is open to fear, then fear brings in a friend. Yeah, he's not coming alone. He's bringing a friend. And the friend that he brings in is doubt. Doubt. Doubt comes in too. Yeah. And after doubt comes in, doubt brings in another. He brings someone else in. He brings in his brother, and his brother is called Do It Later. Oh, yeah. Brother, do it later. Are you with me? How many times I'll do that later. I'm not going to do that today. I'll do that later. How many times have we entertained Do It Later? Yeah. But later never comes. It never comes because it's designed to hold us back. It's designed to bring doubt. It's designed to work with fear. Yeah. Why Not a Woman is talking to us today. She's talking to us. Yeah. Women, we must be aware. We got to be aware of the tricks and the schemes and the plans and the plots. We got to be aware. It's time for us to start eating our meat. It's time for us to start digesting our meat, taking our time and chewing it real well. Yeah, yeah. So we can actually see who and where this is coming from. Because it's not coming from our Almighty God. It's not coming from him. Page 23 just told us. Mm-hmm. He has not given us this spirit. He has not given us a spirit of fear where we are afraid, we are intimidated, or we are lacking anything. He's given us the power that we can do, that we can go, that we have the ability, that we can make a stand, that we can make a difference in somebody's life, make a difference in our communities. Glory to God. Yeah. Why not a woman tells us that there are many of us who are physicians. Yeah. Many of us who are teachers. Many of us who are politicians that have learned how to open up our mouths and talk and stand up for something. Many of us. God has given us the blessings that we have the ability to do this. Many of us are athletes who have taken the time to train and study and discipline ourselves, our bodies. Yeah, to focus on a goal, to achieve that goal, to be in ministry, to have a voice, to talk to a young girl, to talk to a young boy and explain to them there is a reality in serving a true and a living God. He's given us the ability. He's giving us the power. So why? Why are we entertaining? Do it later. Why are we doing that? Why are we saying, I'll do it later? Mm-hmm. Why are we entertaining the doubt? Why are we all of a sudden have become so fearful? Women, we have the ability. We have the ability because God has given us the power. Mm-hmm. So it says here in page 23, still on page 23, it says, let your light so shine, glory to God. Let it shine where? Before men. It didn't say let the light shine over there in the corner. It said let it shine before men that they may see. Glory to God. That they're going to see what? Your good works. Hallelujah. Your good works. Your good deeds. And they're going to glorify your Father, huh? Which is in heaven. That's in Matthew's chapter 5, verse 16. So let your light shine. So it's not going to be a light that you're going to put under a bush and you're going to hide and it's going to be wishy-washy. You're going to take it out whenever you think you can do it now? No, because this light is going to have an endless glow. Are you listening to me? It's going to have a shine that's eternal. It's going to constantly glow. Why? And the reason why this light is going to be like this, because the light is going to signify that you, woman, have spent time with your Father. That you, yeah, have spent time. You're in His presence. There's something different about you. Glory to God. Yeah. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. And in this book, which this is such a fabulous book, Why Not a Woman? I just want to encourage each one of you listeners today to make sure you get your copy of Why Not a Woman. Yeah. It says here on page 24, but now thus said the Lord that created thee. It says, O Jacob, that he that formed thee, glory to God. O Israel, fear not. Are you listening to me? Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Oh, I just have to stop there, right there. Listen to that. Fine for us. It's making a serious statement that God, he's saying that he created us. He created. He said, oh, Jacob. Mm-hmm. And we know about Jacob. Yeah. But he's created you too. He's created you, woman. And he created you when you were, he formed you. You know, when you were in your mom's womb. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. And he says here, oh, Israel, for you to fear not. Glory to God. Fear not. For I have redeemed. When we say I have redeemed you, I done brought you. Hallelujah. I done paid the price for you. Huh? Glory to God. So now you're mine. So all you got to do is walk in it. That's what he's saying. All you got to do, hold your head up, woman, and walk in this. Walk knowing that I am God, and besides me, there is no other, that I have chose you. Glory to God. Look at that. Look at that. He said, I have redeemed you. I have called thee. He called you by your name. Hallelujah. He know your name. He know the hair that you got on your head now. He know where you live. He got your address. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. He knows you. And he said, I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Hallelujah. When thou passest through the waters, he said, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Glory to God. See, this is when God keeps you. See, when you're being kept. See, people look at you a lot of times and they wonder how you accomplished it, how you achieved what you achieved, how you know this. When you're kept by God, can anybody understand what I'm saying? See, when God keeps you, he has the saving grace that keeps us. Glory to God. He protects us. Yeah. And he when I say the grace that keeps us, you know, a lot of times some people don't age too well. But you see, when God is keeping you, oh, glory to God, you're still looking like you're 22. You're still looking like you're a teenager, woman. Glory to God. Huh? Because you're being kept by an almighty God. Yeah, he's restoring you. He has never left you. He has never forsaken you. Glory to God. Yeah, this is the God that we're talking about. This is on page 24. In Why Not a Woman. He said, they shall now overflow. They shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Oh, you listen to me. You're not going to be burned. You're not going to be consumed by anything, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances is, no matter what the trial may be, whatever may come, you will not be consumed. Am I talking to anybody? Huh? Anybody? This is the God that we're talking about. This is the God that we're serving here. You're not going to be consumed. You're not going to be consumed by fire. Neither shall the flame, he says, the flame will not even kindle. It's not going to kindle upon thee. So that means the flame not going to even touch you. You know, just like when somebody was just telling me about having boots, that they're boots where you could, waterproof boots, and you can get in the you can walk in the rain in your boots and the water will just slide right off the boots. Can you hear what I'm saying? So imagine in the fire when the flames are all around. But nothing is going to come nigh thee. It's not going to overtake you. You're not going to even be overtaken with the film. You're not going to even be overtaken with the flame at all. He said, for I am the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm the Holy One. Holy, holy, holy. He's holy. The Holy One. The Holy One. That's who he is. The Savior. He said, I gave Egypt for thy ransom. Glory to God. So he paid the price, huh? He paid the price. See, even when we didn't know, even when we didn't have a clue of who he really is. And some of us today still don't really know him. Yeah, some of us don't have a clue, don't even understand why people have the love that we talk about, the love that we show, the meek, mild spoken tone that we have. They don't understand God. That's why God has created us women. He has created us to go for. He has created us to be the mouthpiece that we can speak. Yeah. That we can speak and say them for thee, since thou weighest precious in thy sight. Thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Oh, glory to God. So this is really like a love letter. This is in Isaiah 43, verse 1 through 7. But it's like a love letter where God is pouring out to us, and he's telling us how much he loves us. Oh, glory to God. So when you ever feel like those feelings that we talked about earlier, or those feelings that nobody loves me, and we know that that's one of the key words that we hear women always say, nobody love me. Hey, God is talking to us right here in Isaiah 43. Huh? He's talking to you who may fear like that. Uh-huh. You may feel that nobody cares. Nobody's listening. You're all alone. You're not. You're never alone. Yeah. He said, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. Glory to God. Now, who has that ability? Who has that ability but God? Nobody can do that. Nobody can mold us. Nobody can shake us but God. Nobody. He said, I will say to the north. Listen to this. This is in page 25. He said, I'm going to say to the north, give up. And to the south, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's talking to me. I'm taking this person. He's talking to me right now. Yeah. Keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Glory to God. See, God called you. You didn't call yourself. You didn't, you know, I've heard people say, I sought God. God called you. You don't find him. He don't have to go looking for you because he already know where you are. He already know who you are. He knows where you are. Glory to God. He's our Savior. He's our Redeemer. Glory to God. Even everyone that is called by thy name, by my name. He said, for I have created him for my glory. So, woman, are you listening, woman? You were created, what? For the glory of God. Yeah. When you look at yourself in the mirror now, think about it. When you look at yourself in the mirror, look at yourself knowing that God created you for his glory. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You were created for his glory. Hallelujah. When times will come when you feel insecure, are you listening to me, woman? Look at this verse right here, Isaiah 43, 1 through 7. And it says, I have created him, meaning you too, for my glory. You see, I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. And that's what he did. He formed us. He molded us. And he shaped us. Yeah, he formed us and he shaped us and he molded us into his what? Into his righteousness. Glory to God. And if you and over here in page 28, it says that if you love me, if you love me, what you gonna do? You're gonna keep my commandments. Glory to God. You're gonna keep my commandments. Now listen, listen, listen. Now I may be talking to those who maybe babes in Christ, may still be drinking milk. If at any time you feel that you can't do this, that you can't, I'm falling short, at any time, you have a Savior. Or you listen to what I'm saying. You got someone who cares about you that all you have to do is call on him and ask him to come, and he'll show up. He will show up. Yeah. Why? Because he loves you. In spite of whatever you may have heard today, whatever somebody may have said that was negative, that was unpleasant to you, God, you hear what I say? He loves you. If you got to take and plaster it all over your house, if you got to write the words down and frame them, remember, God, he loves you. But he wants you to keep his commandments. Keep them. You know why? Because when you keep his commandments, the commandments that you keep is life-saving. It's life-saving, and it's everlasting. And again, remember when we first started, we in here, in the book, Why Not a Woman, it tells us that God has a plan. And the plan is, it's in the commandments. Are you listening to me? The plan is in the commandments. Yeah. And he said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Glory to God. Are you listening to me? See, this is when somebody loves you. See, when somebody loves you and they leave you. You know, earlier we were talking about Veterans Day, and we know that we have veterans who are deployed. They are gone, and many times they have left their families. But you see, God never leaves us. I don't care where you are. I don't care what part of the world you are in. God is with you. He's with you, veterans. Yeah, he's with us, no matter where we are, no matter what it looked like, no matter what situation. All we got to do is call on him. And he says here, Father, he shall give us the comforter, and he may that he may abide with you forever. Glory to God. So this is something that's sealed. See, this is a sealed gift. This is not a gift that I'm going to give you this today, and then you get mad. I'm going to get mad with you, and I'm going to take it back. This is not that kind of gift. God is not that kind of God. Are you listening to me? When he give you something, could rest assured that it's yours, that all you got to do is take good care of your gift, and it can take you on into eternity. Are you listening to me? He said, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seed him not. Spirit of truth. The spirit of truth, not a lie. The world entertains a lie. Yeah, the world entertains a lie. Neither knowing him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Glory to God. He's talking about the comforter. The comforter going to be with you. He's not going to ever leave you. All you got to do is remain. Remain in good standards with God. Remain with your commandments. Yeah, with your commandments. Stay there. Stay with your commandments. Stay knowing that God is a God that loves you. Yeah. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. You're not going to be comfortless. You're not going to be all alone. You're not going to be by yourself. He said, I will come to you yet a little while. And the world see it to you. He said, yet in a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, yea, shall live also. And you shall live also. All that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and yea, in me, and I in you. So what he's saying to us is that you're going to know. You're going to know that I'm present with you. Because, see, the comforter is going to keep you. And the comforter is representing me and my Father. So you're never going to be alone. Even though you may not see me, huh? But you're going to feel me. Oh, you're listening to me, lady. But you're going to feel me. Glory to God. This is found in Why Not a Woman. I'm on page 28. Glory to God. Eat this word. Eat it. He said, I will come to you. He's going to be there. He's going to be with us. He said, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, it is that loved me. So what he's saying here, when you keep my commandments, that's a sign how much you love me. That's a sign of your dedication. That's a sign of who you are. That's a sign that you know that I love you and that we are intertwined. Glory to God. We intertwine. It's you, me, and my Father. Glory to God. We all together. We all one with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is dwelling. He's leading us and he's guiding us. We're not alone. He says here, it is he that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. So that what he's saying here, that if you love me, this is Jesus, if you love me, you love my Father too. Why? Because my Father and I, what? We are one. That's John 14, verse 15 through 21. This is found in Why Not a Woman. So all of this is dedicated to us women. Yeah, it's dedicated to us. It's showing us that we are not alone and that there are things that we can do. We have the ability to walk by faith and not by sight. We have the ability, no matter what the obstacles may be, whatever they may come or what we may experience over a day or two, a year at a time, God is with us. He promised that he would never leave us. You just read it. You just heard me when I said, Isaiah. Look at that. Let me go back. In Isaiah, I'm getting ahead of myself. I get happy with the word. Isaiah 43 and verse 1 through 7. God is talking to us, and he's telling us to fear not. He's telling us to fear not. And you know, if he's telling us to fear not, you know what that means? He knows that fear is going to try and come. He knows it's coming. So he's telling us. He's warning us ahead of time. We don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be. Huh? Fear not. He said that the helper would never leave us. He will live in us every single day. Glory to God. Why not a woman? Why not a woman? I accept Jesus as a, I accept him as a child, asking him to come into my heart at the age of 9. This is our minister. Our minister George is telling us what she experienced here. And it says at the time I didn't really understand all about salvation, but what I did know was that I wanted Jesus. Glory to God. Huh? That's all. And guess what? That's all that matters. I tell that to my kids in Sunday school. That's all that matters. You want Jesus. Yeah. And everything else is going to happen. All the teaching and all the understanding is going to flow. Because the scripture tells us the first what? First seek ye the kingdom. The kingdom is Jesus, the kingdom of God, and everything else is going to be added. So all the understanding, all the gifts, all the knowledge, everything else is going to come later. Get the main thing. The main thing is knowing Jesus. Huh? Yeah, knowing him. Yeah, he says. She says here that I wanted this Jesus that I had heard others talking about. That sounds like a kid that would say that, because that's how we thought. I know that's how I thought at a young age. I heard people always talking about Jesus. So I'm like, who is he? He could do a lot of stuff. So to me, when I would go home after a church service, I would always say, who is this Jesus? He seemed like he could do things that other people can't do. And that was it. He can do super. He superly exceeds anything that we can ever think of. We could ever, our thoughts, we can't even imagine the things that God has for us. Yeah. And so as children, we begin to think this. But as children, we are not too young that we cannot accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's so important that we train up kids, women, that we train them. Yeah, we train them that they will become knowledgeable about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at an early age. Yes. And so she says here, she said, I knew that I didn't want to go to hell. She knew that. Yeah. Oh, we learned quick that there was a hell. We're going to learn that very quick. And we learned that hell is a place that we don't want to go there. So there's things that we have to do as women. Why not a woman? Why not a woman? Huh? Why not? It says, now, thank God, she said, I know that he has prepared for me a great destiny. Glory to God. And God has a place for all of us. Every one of us have a special gift. I see a lot of women with special gifts, and I see women with gifts that I don't know if they really understand that they got that gift. Sometimes I see that. We have gifts, and we're not even using the gifts that God has given us. We sit back on it. I don't know if it's fearfulness or if it's being intimidated, but it's time for us as women to get to a place where we can be used by God. Yeah. If we just surrender to him and ask him to show us his way, to show us his will, he will do it. He will do it. It says here on, let's see what page I was on, because this is such a remarkable book talking to us. It says, henceforth I call you. He calls us not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But he said, I called you friend. I call you friend for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Glory to God. John 15:15. He called us friends. He didn't call us a servant. He didn't call us a stranger. Come on, ladies. He didn't call us a stranger. Glory to God. He called us friend. One who what? Sticks what? Closer than what? A brother. Closer. I know I had a delightful friend. Friends are hard to find. It's hard to find a true friend. It's hard to find a true friend. But when you get hold to that true friend, you hold on to that friend. You go through so much with that friend. You go through years when you want married, then you get married and you get families, and you still have that friendship. Yeah. Friendship is very important. Yeah. So we're talking here to the women, and we're talking about why not a woman. Yeah. Yes. Pastor Joy, this is her book, and I just want to encourage each and every one of you who don't have this. This is a work of art. It's a work of time, and it's a work of gift. And you can see that God is truly in here. This is a book that is great for a women's group, because this is what I was thinking as I was just expounding it to us. It's great for a group of women. It's great for senior women as well as young women when we're trying to train them. This is excellent material, and it should be used in that manner, because we want to train the young women. We want to train them the way that they should go. Yeah, and that they would have the adoration that God has for them, that they would be able to walk. Yeah, and have a holy walk. Yeah, a walk where they can actually be chastened and wait until their Boaz comes. Yeah, yeah, like Ruth did. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and this particular book, Why Not a Woman, has so much to offer in training and teaching of how we should go and the way we should go and the things we should do and the journey while we're doing those things, things that we will experience while we're doing it, while we're being obedient. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. So we have the right to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works, your good works, and that they will glorify your Father, which is in heaven. It's in Matthew 5:16. And we all have good works. It's time for us as women to begin to use our works, to show our works. Yeah, yeah. So we just want to take time now to bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for your word, Master. We thank you for this book, Why Not a Woman? We thank you for the author, God. We thank you for our Pastor George. We thank you, God. We ask, Master, for your healing, virtue, and power that would touch you, oh God. And we're going to believe it in Jesus' name. And we bless you. Yeah, we bless your going in, we bless your coming out, we bless your uprising, and we bless your sitting down. We bless your entire home, and we bless your entire week. And we look forward to having you back here with us on next Sunday. Glory to God. Yeah, you have inspired us, and we hope that we have inspired you. Why Not a Woman? You can get your copy. You can get it at Amazon, for one. Yeah, you can, and Books a Million. Praise God. What a great work. What a spent time. See, you can only write something like this when you spend time with God. You can only write like that when you spent time with Him. Yeah, excellent. I'm just ecstatic from what I have experienced this day with you listening in to what God had to say in Why Not a Woman. Yeah, Why Not a Woman? Yes. Tells us that we are more than conquerors. We are more. We are more than we are led to believe. Why Not a Woman? Get your copy.